the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAO, ACA, GAPA, LA, SLA, SLA, ACRRR, MM, PDA.
Wait, Public Displays of Affection?
Yeah, PDA.
Personal Digital Assistant?
Yeah.
Do you need to be digitally assisted?
HA.
What?
Do you need to be digitally assisted?
Well, some people do, apparently. They have PDAs.
Digital. Never mind. I was thinking of something for the P, and I had one.
But not on the air, you know.
Right. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Meds 5, Shelly 1.
Shelly got shut out.
No, Shelly was like the Lakers. She got swept.
I was having a moment, okay? Just a small brain cloud.
Did you know that the other day I had a set of Lakers pillows in my store?
Yeah.
I tried to give it to a kid.
And
he was wearing
it?
A Lakers shirt. He didn't even want them. He's like, you know what? I said, I'm glad I didn't get any of the Lakers championship pillows. I got them from last year, though.
Yeah.
They all went fast. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Spot on.
I like how Shelly said, let's get a move on with this show. So I do it, and she looks at me like, you're calling for the boozy news? Oh, my God.
Let's go to the whip.
Well, we've got some Lilo news.
Lilo.
What would it be a debut without Lilo news?
Isn't there a Lilo in some Disney flick, isn't it?
Like, yes, Lilo and Stitch.
So then she's not the only Lilo. Oh, she's the only...
She's the only Lilo that can get loaded.
She's the only Lindsay.
Yeah.
Well, the other one can get loaded and have absolutely no effect to his career.
That's right.
She has obtained a restraining order against David Corcoran, who has been texting her, stalking her, harassing her for 2 years, and she claims that she's now afraid that he could commit sexual assault against her. His last text to her read, effing and sucking with you, Kay, I need it more. As if he's already gotten it.
Well, that would be my question. I think that they probably had some relation in the past, because A, he has her cell phone number.
True.
So it was a thing. Now, I'm not saying that he should be okay with doing this, because clearly he shouldn't. If she must have told him to take a hike and he just doesn't want to. But there's something that caused this to start with.
A couple weeks out of the spotlight, and Lilo had to find a way to jump back in, didn't she?
Yeah.
And we've got some more later on, so we'll get
there. Oh, my. We're Lilo aplenty.
Poor Mark. He hates Lilo news.
God.
In Los Angeles. Well, actually, it's not in Los Angeles specifically. That's just where the story originated from.
L.A. County.
Not even L.A. County. It's like several different, like the U.K. and the U.S. and various other countries.
Multinational.
Worldwide.
Studies have found...
A study.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just one study.
Mega studies.
Several studies that have all been linked together.
Sweet.
Have found that Viagra, while it may help you with your little problem, may also cause you to go deaf.
But you don't care.
Yeah.
And it's not just Viagra. They found that other, like Cialis,
really cool
and other
that?
Ones
That's
do the
why
same
they invented
thing.
Sign
you know what's
language.
Really cool about that? You're going to have sex with them, then you have to listen to them afterwards.
Wow.
You can send your mail to Mark.
Come on, everybody. That was funny.
You know what? The guys will be sending mail to Mark. Dude, how do I get Viagra?
Brilliant.
Oh.
You guys suck.
And women who send mail?
You know
I
what the care. Problem is?
Official eye roll.
You know what the problem is? They're like, she's a screamer. You're like, I didn't know.
Yeah. After 4 hours,
I was
going to
say something, but
after 4 hours, they're all screamers.
Wow.
My goodness.
You decided to do the story.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You're supposed to call your doctor in that case. 4 hours?
I'm not calling my doctor. I'll call a porn producer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called priapism.
Priapism?
It's called a good Saturday
when
night.
When it won't go down?
What if it's natural?
It's the same
it's still
thing.
Priapism?
That's worse.
Okay.
Okay.
Shelly's like, okay.
Moving on.
Up.
We did that story last show. Let's see. A teacher in Texas, Brittany Cullops, a married mother of three who is married to a 27-year-old active overseas military person.
Shout out to him.
Yes, yeah, shout out to him. And boy, is he pissed. Because she has been jailed after being accused of having sex with five of her teenage students during an orgy at her house.
None of them reported it.
Yes, one of them did. One of them. And they were all over the age of 18.
Oh, well.
So what?
In Texas, it is illegal for any teacher of any kind to have a sex with any kind of student, no matter what their age.
So if you're a college professor,
yes,
you can never date someone else going to a college anywhere else in the state?
You can't date one of your students.
Oh, I thought you said any student.
Well, I meant like any student, teacher,
parent.
What
you do is you drop them from your role.
Yeah. Hey, you got to go to another school.
Yeah, I'm kicking you out.
Hey, go over to community college.
You're expelled.
For a few months. Wow.
Now let's go to my place.
Yeah, and they videotaped the thing on one of the boys' cell phones.
That's probably available. If it's not available yet,
it will be.
Yeah, everything's available.
I feel sorry for that guy.
I know, the military
guy. I feel sorry for the five young men when the military guy comes back from... Now, hopefully this guy will realize, you know what? There are a bunch of 18-year-olds can't keep it in their pants. And you know what? His wife obviously caused this to happen. Because, I don't know, still though. Heads are going to roll. Yeah. Roll.
Yep.
Does it say what branch of the military he's in?
No, it didn't.
I was going to say if he's a Marine, Semper Fi, and there's going to be jarheads already looking for these guys, just because.
Probably.
Yeah, there's probably a good chance of it.
The new label on Carlsberg's Copenhagen beer, which is a brand new beer, is designed to appeal to women only.
Does it have a breast cancer awareness?
It's supposed to be stylish and classy.
And phallic.
Because only 27% of women claim to like drinking beer, as opposed to 54% of men. And the rest of the men are lying.
St. Pauli girl.
And the rest of the men are lying?
Yes.
Well, and then there's the alcoholics like me. I don't even like beer, and I drank it.
But you enjoy the effect produced.
Oh, absolutely. For me and alcohol, that was it. It was the effect. Because you know what? There is nothing like the effect of like two or three drinks for me. The problem is I go way past that effect. It's so good. But I just can't stop. My problem wasn't drinking. It was stopping.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Next.
Rick Springfield. I don't know why that was so difficult.
I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Yes, he was arrested for drunk driving last month. He told he only his BAC was only 0.1, which isn't that much past the legal limit.
Right, it's like two beers.
Yeah. He told the deputy that arrested him for a DUI that if you tow my car, I will kill you and your family.
Oops.
And then wondered why he got arrested for threatening an officer.
He was just kidding.
That's assault.
Yeah.
That's just the booze talking.
It's not. Yeah. That should be his defense. It wasn't me, Your Honor. It was the booze talking.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's actually like two beers and then waiting a while before you drive. Because a beer takes you to like right 0.8. So two beers should be like 1.6 or something. So he probably drank a couple and then even waited before he drove. Just didn't wait quite long enough.
No.
Maybe he's just an ass.
Two beers at 160 pounds is different than two beers at 260 pounds.
True.
The absorption rate.
That's true.
That's what was funny when I was in college. I remember the first big party I went to.
Yep.
I drank 21 20-ounce cups of beer. And there were football players like falling out, and I was about a $1.50, $1.60, you know, and they were just falling out. And guys are like, wow, you can drink a lot. And I'm like, well, yeah.
In Kansas City, Kansas, drunk driving laws in Kansas just got a lot tougher as first-time offenders will now be required to use devices on their vehicles to prevent them from driving while intoxicated.
Sweet.
Okay.
And lawmakers approved a bill that will require a central registry that will help police and prosecutors track DUI offenders.
Okay. I'm good with all that.
So it was just a little public service announcement.
Yeah, I'm good with all that, too.
I don't drive in Kansas City.
I'm all for that. Oh, I'm all for that whole, once you have a DUI, you got to breathe into the thing every time you get in your car. I think that's awesome.
Or have a sober friend breathe in it for you.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Yeah.
It seems not too difficult.
So instead of the designated driver, you've got the designated breather?
I thought of a great idea.
Oh, no. And I can't. That is such an alcoholic statement, I can't tell you.
Yeah. First of all, he's thinking. That's a problem just to start with.
Yeah.
I don't really want to say it, though, because it'd be a way to get out of that real easy.
Then don't say it.
Remind me to tell you it later, because it would work every time. Even if they had a thing that checked your, like, DNA or whatever when you did it, it would work.
Your DNA?
Well, I mean, it would seem that you would need to have something that would identify it was you. I mean, maybe it doesn't check your DNA, but maybe there's some way that it... Because otherwise, you could always have someone breathe in it.
Right.
A little breather?
A little breather. I have a
little breather? Herbie Village Chase comes in and starts...
If you're drunk that wants to drive, send me $500. No.
Okay. In Chicago, the parents of a 15-year-old boy who died last fall after drinking Four Loko are suing Fusion Projects, the company that makes Four Loko.
Oh, don't they do other things, Fusion? Don't they do, like, just energy drinks, too?
I believe so. This is the drink that combines caffeine and alcohol, and they claim that the beverage was specifically targeted to underage drinkers and that they knew that their product was dangerous. Their son became confused and drunk after drinking two cans of Four Loko, wandered onto a highway, and was hit by a car.
Wow. You know what the thing, though? That's a hard one to prosecute, because if he had drank two tall boy beers, he could have done the same thing. Matter of fact, I don't know, because, I've never had the Four Loko, but Four Loko has a stimulant in it, too. I bet he'd be less drunk feeling than he would if he was just drinking straight booze.
Yes, they do. That's the point of the caffeine, is to keep you up longer so you can drink more.
Yeah.
That's what cocaine was for.
Yeah, that's speed.
Well,
yeah.
Fusion has claimed that they are going to remove the caffeine from their products so that people will stop harassing them, I suppose.
I thought they removed...
I got a better idea. Teach your kids how to drink properly.
Keep your kids from drinking until they...
That would have been even a better idea.
Mark's like, yeah, just catch them when they're like 16, so you get them plowed. But show them how to do it right. Because if I show them the way to drink right, there's going to be a lot of drinking. I mean, to drink right. Yeah.
Now, when you drink, don't go walk out on a busy highway.
Yeah, that's a good
When you drink, don't walk out on a busy highway. Okay.
Yeah, we've got Slashes in the room right now. Yeah.
That's my son.
Slash, our soon-to-be 18-year-old who's listening in. He's like, yeah, I don't walk out on the road when I get all hammered.
Our other Lilo news for the night.
Uh-oh.
Lilo 2.
Apparently, she didn't get in trouble, and she should have, because she not only tested positive the night she had the scuffle with the attendant at Betty Ford. They eventually did test her, and she did test positive for alcohol. She tested positive a week after she was released from rehab, and they didn't bust her for that. So she's
toying with
and,
it.
And she was sentenced to the 120 days in jail, but they've already commuted that to house arrest. Wake up, Mark.
Let me tell you, in the house arrest, what a joke house arrest is. You know, you can actually go do things when you're on house arrest as long as you let them know what you're going to. She could probably make a movie on house arrest. They'd have, you know, you have to sign out because that
call
thing,
it house arrest.
Dude, there you go.
There is a movie called House Arrest.
Is there?
I think so.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Our last story is Whitney Houston has checked into her umpty-zillionth drug and alcohol rehab facility.
Her umpty-zillionth?
Her umpty-zillionth.
I know another story,
a spokesperson
too.
Has said
I know
that,
another story, too. But,
yeah. A spokesperson has said that she is undergoing treatment in an outpatient program for drug and alcohol issues on a voluntary basis as part of her long-standing recovery process.
Her long-standing recovery process.
Yes, which means she goes in, she goes out, she goes in, she goes out.
yeah, that's usually what that means.
Yeah.
My long-standing recovery process means I get loaded, I don't. I get loaded, I don't.
It's just nice. It's just really sad because she was such a good singer and her voice is completely shot. She's ruined her voice.
I know another boozy news.
What?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah, he passed away in a car accident.
Yeah, he had a heart attack. Yeah. Well, it's not really boozy news. It's non-boozy news.
I got boozy news.
He had a heart attack and... he had a heart attack and ran into a tree.
Yep.
Now, Mark, more news.
There is more news. Oscar De La Hoya, the golden boy, checked himself into rehab.
For what?
Substance abuse.
Yeah, it says...
Unspecified substance abuse.
Yeah, reported that De La Hoya entered the clinic for substance abuse issues... And he had begun rehabilitation sometime within the past few weeks. So he's already been in for a while.
Yep.
Now, the one thing I like about what he said is, he says, after doing an honest evaluation of myself, I recognize that there are certain issues that I need to work on. Like everyone, I have my flaws. I do not want to be one of those people that is afraid to admit and address those flaws. So there you go. Sweet.
Best of luck.
Yep.
Oscar. I like Oscar. He's a good guy.
I like him, too. He's a guy that was pretty smart about boxing, got out before he got all clubbed up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Jolly.
And?
Oh, that's the end of the boozy news.
Awesome.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101. Clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. Sweet. Shelly, what's our topic?
Step 11.
Oh, she knew, which is?
Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with our higher power, yada, yada, yada.
I thought it was prayer and medication.
Prayer and medication.
Yeah, prayer and medication. Yeah, let's make that clear for the newcomers.
Yeah.
It's not prayer and medication.
It's
to improve our unconscious contact. It's sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him. Right. Shelley, do
praying
you do
only
it?
For His knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out.
Yeah.
Oh, then that makes sense.
Shelley?
Never mind.
What? Yada, yada, yada didn't make any sense?
Yeah. Do you meditate?
Sometimes, but then I fall asleep.
Clears the mind, gets the message.
The only problem is once I get to the point where my mind is clear, I really do like want to nod off. I have monkey mind. I'll start to sit down to start meditating, and my brain just starts going places. And I can't keep focused on nothing. What somebody once told me that prayer is when you talk to God and meditation is when God talks to you.
He don't have much to say to you, does he?
No. Sadly, no.
You know, it's funny because sometimes when I go to meditate, my mind just calls up Expedia. You want to talk about monkey mind? I'll be on 75 topics. And then I'm trying to figure out which of those topics is the one God really wants to talk to me on. Because I got a lot of stuff going on. One of my problems, though, is I tend to pray a lot when I drive, and I tend to try and meditate when I drive. Which is okay if you're on, like, a long trip or something like that, but, like, if you're in rush hour traffic, not the greatest meditation time.
I don't know. I think whenever you do it, it's the right time.
I can usually discover when I have forgotten to pray, though, mm-hmm. within a couple hours of being awake.
Mm-hmm.
Because stuff already is not going well.
Mm-hmm.
And as a general rule, I'm not saying everything goes bitching all the time every day, but as a general rule, when I remember to pray in the morning, my day goes better. And when I don't, and I pray about noon, I've prayed at noon because something has happened that has reminded me that I did not pray in the morning.
I always forget to pray in the morning.
Really?
There was a time when, in order to try to get me into the pattern of praying every morning when I first got up, I was supposed to do it for 31 days in a row, and mm-hmm. that would, you know, set the pattern, and then I would just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to do it for like 22 days in a row, and then nothing. And I find myself in the mid-afternoon going, oops. I mean, like, it's a daily thing.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you pray today?
In the afternoon.
I prayed at least two times that I know of today.
Well, that's not true. Earlier this morning, I did pray about 7:30 in the morning, and my prayer went like this. Oh, God, I'm in pain. That was pretty much it.
It's not much of a prayer,
no,
though.
No, it's not.
I prayed once on the way going over to my buddy's house where I knew everyone there was loaded, and I prayed once coming back from dropping off my loaded buddy at his recovery place.
Did they let him back in?
A gratitude prayer?
Well, it's not exactly a... they do recovery there, but it's also a like a dual diagnosis, DRA type of thing. There's a lot of people that are there that are not drug addicts either. They're just, they have issues, so.
Huh.
I'm not even 100% sure he'd get kicked out for being drunk, but I have a feeling he would. How about you, Mark?
How about me?
How about you? How often do you pray?
You know,
are you a situational prayer?
Yeah.
Like if you know you're going to go do something,
yeah,
you're like, yeah, I'm going to build up some
karma. I pray on a daily basis, and you know, I'm not. It's not when I pray; it's how I pray.
That's true.
And B, what I do when I pray. You know, it's. I mean, I had guys who said, you know, well, the best thing to do is when you wake up in the morning, just roll out of bed onto your knees and pray right away. You know what the problem with that is? When you get around 50 years old. There's
that
something
hurts.
You got to do first before you roll out of bed and get on your knees. Because when I wake up now in the morning, I got to pee.
Wow.
I mean,
do you ever, this is probably the wrong time to bring this up.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever have that pee where you have to like stand at a strange angle?
Yeah.
To pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. All guys know what
all
we're
guys
talking
know what
that about.
Is. Yeah.
Shelly probably knows too. She goes, yeah, like when there's all that stuff on the wall.
I'm remaining silent. I'm pleading the fifth.
That really went silent.
Mm-hmm.
But,
wow.
You know, prayer and meditation, I've heard a lot of people talk about meditation. And the most people, when I hear them talk about meditation, is they go, I can't meditate long enough.
I didn't realize there was a time requirement.
Well, my guess is when I pray and turn my will and life over to God, that it's God's will how long I meditate.
It's probably true.
Yeah. So, you know, if I meditate for 20 seconds, that was God's will. That was all the time I meditated at that time.
I mean, if you're really, truly giving your will over to mm-hmm. the care of God as you understand him, and you say, God, whatever you want to happen, and then you say, I'm going to meditate now, and you start meditating, I believe that to be true. If you're sitting there and you're meditating for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 30 seconds, that's about how long he wanted you to meditate.
Yep. I will tell you, though, one of the best meetings that I ever went to, a guy that I sponsored started an 11-step meeting.
I was going to mention that.
Was,
there's a lot of those.
It was really good.
Yeah, there's one over here real close to where we live at the Alano Club. There's a there's an 11-step meeting, and I believe there's an 11-step NA meeting that's not too far from here as well. I don't...
Okay.
Any 11-step CA meetings?
That's what this one was.
Oh, okay. Where is it still going?
Not that I know of.
That'd be one for the Brick House.
He died.
Ooh. Ow.
Yeah.
So. And the meeting just quit? Was he like the...
He
like,
was a college professor, and it was at the college that he taught at.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Once he was gone, there was really no contact there to continue to have it.
Now, when I pray, and usually I pray the same way, unless there's something real specific that I'm thinking about. And I like run the gamut of prayers to just like cover all my bases, because it just covers everything. I will do the serenity prayer, followed by the third step prayer, followed by the seventh step prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. And that's usually what I do. And then if I have anything in specific that I'm worried about or whatever, I throw that in at the end.
Well, so you're a rote player.
Huh?
You're a rote prayer.
Oh, I mean, I go through... Well, the thing is, I don't know that I'm a real prayer. Remember back in the day, I was a real player. I'm a real prayer.
Yeah.
Wow. But it just seems to cover all the bases for me, because I do the step three, which is I offer everything to God. I do the serenity prayer, then I offer everything to God, then I tell God to remove all my defects. Then I do the Lord's Prayer.
Then you take it all back.
Oh, no, that's the rubber band theory.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have the prayer for that. God, can I borrow this one for a minute, please?
Yeah.
How about you, Shelly? How do you do you decide what to pray, or do you do like a series of prayers, or you just...
I usually run through the third step prayer at least once a day. I find that one is helpful. I'm not real big on the serenity prayer.
There's the short version of the serenity prayer.
Yeah. F it.
F it. Doesn't sound right, though. Hey, God, F it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Like I said, I usually run through the third step prayer. I find myself actually, when I'm praying, it tends to be... I usually stick an amen on there somewhere, but it tends to be more of a conversation than a prayer. Like I'm pouring out my troubles to God.
Now, let me stop you right there for a second. When you're doing that, do you feel like when you do that, do you kind of feel like you get an answer back, and that's kind of like your conscience talks to you and then that directs how that conversation goes?
No, not usually. I just feel better once I've done it. Like I don't, because if I'm telling God my problems, then I've given them up and I don't have to, I'm not worried about it anymore. It may still be a problem, but it will get solved at some point.
Gotcha.
And I don't have to spend any more, you know, to give any more runtime to it.
Because I've had that happen to me before where I've done kind of like what you're talking, like I'm sort of having a conversation with God and I don't know if it's God or what or, you know. But I get overactive conscious going, you know, and I'm like, so I'm thinking about doing something. And then I've got this argument going on in my head, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that. And I always wonder, I'm like, is that God telling me, hey, you know what, that might not be a good idea.
You know, a lot of my prayers seem to end with the, well, let's see how this one turns out.
Wow.
I heard of a guy that whose entire prayer life consisted of getting up every morning and saying, what the hell? And then at night he would say, is that right? And that was it.
Wow.
I don't think that would work for me, but it kind of, in a very brief sort of way, covers it all, in a sense.
A lot of people do the your will not mine be done. And like that's their whole gig. Your will not mine be done, amen. Mm-hmm. I always think that's kind of like half measuring it, but you know what? I mean, everyone's got their own personal way.
Well, I get a lot of friends that I have on, specifically online. I have a lot of friends online that put out prayer requests. So I find myself praying for people all through the day as I get, you know, because I'll get online for a little while and then I'll go and do something else. And then I get back online, check my mail and do something else and give up, you know. So I'll be praying throughout the day for other people.
Right.
And a lot of times that leads into other types of prayer.
Mark pulled a card out of his wallet. I think I know where he got it.
I had a guy give us a prayer one night. He gave me a card.
Me too.
And I keep it in my wallet, and I refer to it often.
He gave it to me too, and a guy was at my store who was a former minister, and I just wanted to show him the card, and he's like, oh, thank you very much, and he put it in his wallet. I'm like,
yeah. Oh. This says, Dear God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think that I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so, but I believe this. I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. I hope I have that desire in everything I do. I hope I never persist in anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it at the time. Therefore, I will trust you always. For though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, because I know you will never leave me to face my troubles all alone.
Amen.
Amen. That's a good one.
He didn't say amen. Mark?
Amen.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey. Hey.
That's what they say in Canada.
Canadian.
Can you imagine going to AA in Canada? Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Where's the AA meeting, eh? Yeah.
I didn't drink or use today, don't you know?
We need to go to AAA. Hey, where's AAA at, eh?
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Shelley, eh?
We don't speak for Canadians either.
Yeah. Hey. Who's our friend back east, eh?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com. I'm looking up like, is anybody going to do it? I don't know.
Don't make me laugh. Now you've made me forget where I am.
Bruce?
The other white meat, 12stepgazette.com.
Oh, yes. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And if you'd like, you can get a franchise. You can ask him for the information. He will send it to you about how you can get the 12-Step Gazette in your town.
I got to tell you, I'm tempted.
Are you?
I am. The problem is, I think it would require a fairly decent amount of work to make it happen.
Yeah.
But I'm still tempted because it's a good thing, and he's able to get a lot of advertisers in his area and thing. And I think that there's a good possibility of doing something good for the community and making some money while in recovery. You know, I think that's a good thing, because we sure as hell ain't making any money on this show. It's for free and for fun.
Yeah.
Do you know that if we got a buck a download, we'd make $2.4 million this year? If we got a...
Well, we don't.
If we got
but think of the taxes.
If we got a penny a download, we get $240,000.
Well, we don't.
That'd be a dime, but that's okay.
A dime? Okay, a dime. A dime a download. Sweet.
Dime a dance. Who's online, Bruce?
Oh, we've got intherooms.com, which are our fabulous, absolutely for free, sort of pseudo Facebook of recovery. You can go on there. You can join groups, you know, the A of your choice. You got AACA, NAOA, like a lot of them. I think Gamblers Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, there's all kinds. I'm pretty sure there's a Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. There's all kinds of recovery on there.
Can you find us there?
You can find us there in the group Friends of Recovery 101. There's also speaker tapes and things that you can download or listen to while you're on the site. And, you know, chat up people, friend people, and all that stuff. It's absolutely free, which is a value at double the money.
Yeah.
Do you have any email addresses?
We do. You can email us at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery101radio@gmail.com.
Ooh, what if I wanted to join the crack sales staff, or I'd like to advertise on this fine, fine program of recovery?
Then you can email us at any of those addresses and we'll answer you.
Yeah, that's true. We would.
Or you can go to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Sweet. That's awesome. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
And I keep saying this, but we really need to do it. I have a video camera. I have a tripod. We need to make some new ones. We got to do it. You guys up for it?
Put them up online for sale? Oh, not those ones?
No.
Okay.
Not that kind of video.
Okay.
Shelly?
Doug, Falling Down.
Sweet. That's our lead out music is Fire, Good Friend Doug. The song is Falling Down. You guys enjoy it. Everybody, leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Looking up from the ground again. I never see this is how it ends. Where are you now, my God? Can you hear me as I cry? I'm too young, I'm not ready to die. Do you see? Tell me if you're free.